just about recovering, from an extreme temperature sensation of numerous taste buds, all three levels, I think, on my tongue. Passed out for a while and had to be brought back to life with the assistance of cool, calming, nullifying, anesthetic beer. And what a delicious curry. Balti, to be particular, King Prawn Balti. Thanks to you, sir. Twitter name?
Hadley Paul.
Which is clever, really, because your real name's Paul Hadley. See what you've done there?
Can you see what I did there? Can you see what I did? No, it's been a wonderful evening. Nobody has keeled over yet. And it looks as if the beers are still flowing and people are having a marvellous time.
Can you explain to people that may be listening in other parts of the world why we have to bring our own beer into this particular type of restaurant?
Because it helps the owners of the restaurant keep the food costs down so that they don't have to shell out extra money for licences and stuff that goes with it, all the paperwork and processes and things. And it's just easier because there's an off-license three doors down, so you go grab your own, bring it in, and the waiters open it for you, so all's good.
And the food was really good, really good. Some of the best Indian food I've had in a very long time, and the area we're in right now is famous for that, is it not?
Absolutely, yes. This is Bangladesh. It's not Bangladesh. It's Small Heath in the heart of Birmingham. We're on the Ladypool Road, the street that is commonly known as the Road of 1,000 Curry Houses. So if ever you're looking for traditional Bangladeshi Balti food, then this is the place to come. Ladypool Road in the centre of Birmingham.
And are there 1,000 here?
Not far off, because there's upstairs and downstairs and round the backs and down the alleys and takeaways and eat-ins and all sorts. So the road is about a mile long. So it's not far off 1,000 eateries of various types and sizes.
Wow, and we are in a particular one named Salim's, and you obviously come here a lot.
Yeah, well, I've been coming here for 20 years now.
20 years, that's why they knew you and gave you the nod when you came in.
Yeah, absolutely. The restaurant is now owned by the son of the captain of the Bangladeshi tag wrestling team fella. That makes absolutely no sense.
Wow. It sounds impressive, yeah, though.
No, the guy that used to run the restaurant used to be really good at wrestling in Bangladesh, and there's photographs of him up on the wall in the restaurant. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us, but his son is running the fine establishment, and as I say, it's called Salim's, and it's great.
Well, thank you very much. What a nice way to get lots of social media types together, and Birmingham doesn't seem to be short of good quality social media types and curry. Great combination. Thanks very much, Paul.
You're very welcome.
Wow.